ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सत गुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
आप सबकी बहुत ही स्नेह भरी याद लेकर,
carrying everyone's very loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region.
मैं देखती हूँ कि एक बहुत सुंदर गोल्डन स्टेज बनी हुई थी।
I saw a very beautiful golden stage.
उस गोल्डन स्टेज पे खड़े हुए थे।
And Baba was standing on this golden stage.
दोनों बाहें पसार करके ऐसे जैसे कि सब बच्चों को बुला,
बाबा स्प्रेड आउट हिज आर्म्स एंड इट वाज एज़ though ही वाज इनवाइटिंग एवरीवन, वेलकमिंग एवरीवन, कम माय बिलव्ड चिल्ड्रन।
सामने अनेक बच्चे पहुंच गए,
मेनी मेनी ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स गेट इमर्ज इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा एंड एज़ दे कम क्लोजर टू बाबा,
फरिश्ता रूप था तो सब,
बाबाज फॉर्म वाज द एंजेलिक फॉर्म,
बहुत सुंदर चमकते हुए फरिश्ते रूप में बाबा के सामने,
and the children too emerged their angelic form, very beautiful angelic form in front of Baba. Baba looked at the children and smiled.
बाबा को देख कर के इतना,
all the angelic children फरिश्ते looking at Baba and they started to gently dance.
पूरी तरह से घेर लिया,
and they completely surrounded Baba.
उस सेकंड में बाबा ने कहा,
after a few seconds Baba said,
फरिश्ता स्वरूप देखते हैं,
when the father sees the children's angelic stage, it pleases the father as well.
ये बाप के विशेष लाडले भी हैं,
the Brahmin children are specially loved by the father, they are the father's service companions,
योगदान भी,
they are the ones contributing their yoga power for the task of transformation.
बहुत खुशी होती,
and so the father is very pleased to see these Brahmin children.
बाबा के सामने एक वर्ल्ड ग्लोब था,
then saw that a world globe gradually got emerged in front of Baba. Baba was observing it and the angelic children were also looking at the globe. In certain areas of the globe there was very bright light, some places a bit of dull light, and in certain areas it was as though something was sparkling. So Baba and the children were looking at the globe closely. Baba then signaled the children and said, look at what you have to do now. So Baba was signaling the children. Baba's message has to reach every corner of the world. It has reached many places. At present, it is reaching some places, and in some places, the earth is getting ready to receive Baba's message.
क्योंकि समय कम है,
टाइम इज शॉर्ट,
बच्चों को विश्व को बाप का संदेश मिलना जरूरी है,
एंड इट्स इम्पोर्टेंट दैट सोल्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड रिसीव द फादर्स मैसेज. सो बाबा देन टेल्स ऑल द एंजेलिक चिल्ड्रन, यू हैव टू गो टू ऑल दीज डिफरेंट प्लेसेस, दीज डिफरेंट कॉर्नर्स, and as Baba said this, the children got distributed in four groups, and as though they all had to go to different areas to give Baba's message. Baba then gave the children a crown, which emerged on the foreheads of each child. It was beautiful, it was emanating light. Along with that, Baba gave a star like a wand, a star with a wand stick, and that was also given to each child. Baba then sent the children to different corners. As the angels started to fly to the different places, what did we see? The crown was on each one's forehead, but for some their crown started to fall off. For some the crown started to change in shape, design. Some were trying to hold on to their crown, and some were wondering, how do we fly? Bhavacharya just smiled, observing this, and then said, when you look at the father, you instantly feel lightness and happiness, and instantly you become an angel. So now what do you have to do? You have to give Baba's message to every corner of the world, and to accomplish this, you just have to maintain the pure feeling that Baba is the Karantaravanhar, you are the instruments, you have to remain light. Even now, there are some children who get caught up in their own thoughts, and because of this, the elevated thoughts get transformed into waste, the count of waste. So there isn't any kind of complication or entanglement, but the children sometimes emerge it themselves. Remember, the father is in front of you, the father is your companion. So make your thoughts powerful. The more powerful you make your own thoughts, the father will continue to keep you seated in the father's lap, he'll keep you seated in his eyes, and will take you across the world, and he'll enable you to give Baba's message to different corners. I then said that, Baba, the situation in the world is such, sometimes we're not able to reach different corners. So Baba said, situations of the world are what they are, but Baba has given the children a subtle flying vehicle, a plane, a subtle plane. So even if you have to sit in one place, by emerging your angelic form, you can fly in the vehicle of the subtle plane and reach the different places and serve them. Make yourself perfect now, and through the subtle plane of your mind, go on a tour of the entire world often, and give peace to the sorrowful souls, give them experiences. And as Baba said this, all the children started to fly again. Rays of light were emerging from each one's forehead, and it was spreading in all four directions and reaching all corners of the world. It was as though there was light all around, there was enlightenment. Baba said, the new world is being enlightened. And so you have to stabilize yourself in that subtle form. Bring these scenes in front of you of the new world. Keep the father with you as your companion in the task of world transformation, and create a strong stage for yourself. Baba then showered the children with a lot of love. Baba touched each one's forehead gently, and a very bright star appeared on each one's forehead, on which was written, may you be the embodiment of success. You are jewels of victory, success is with you, but pay special attention to these aspects. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed everyone the bhog. Certain souls had offered bhog for certain reasons. I shared that news with Baba as well. Baba emerged those particular souls, gave them drishti, and it was as though each one was receiving some form of blessing on the other. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.